On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Come Monday, it'll be alright.
Monday morning, you sure look fine. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down.
Whatever.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
It's just another manic Monday.
Monday, Monday. So good to me.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Victoria, 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 Victoria.
Yeah, it's Monday, and when it's Monday, we're joined by Victoria, Tori Lagarde. She's an actress, a humorist. She builds boats.
Hola.
And an Ola.
And I speak
too.
Languages.
She's an Ola person. Ola, of course, is that's Spanish?
Hola. Correct, but it was also my grandmother's name.
Get out.
I swear, without the H. O-L-A, Ola.
Well, that's a nice little name.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Ain't it?
Was she of Spanish, Mexican descent?
More like Scandinavian, I'm thinking.
That's not even close to what I said.
No, but that's fine, Ron. Just a different continent even. But that's a fine.
That's people usually don't mention. Are you Mexican? No, Swedish.
Japanese.
Yeah, sorry.
It's okay.
You're really close, though.
Yes.
Same planet, yeah. Nice.
Very good.
Well, welcome to the program, Tori.
Konnichiwa.
You can what?
Yeah, it's okay. Japanese.
Oh.
It's on my mind now, I guess.
And right. You do speak, just for so people aren't familiar with you, or they are, that you speak a number of languages, not necessarily like a fluent.
Exactly. It's just pleasantries.
You get along.
Hi, how are you? Some Arabic, some, you know,
so if you were
Armenian.
If you're in another country, you could get along, little doggy.
I could say hello, and they'd love me right away. And where are you from? You say America.
Yeah.
They even now when I speak my languages to people, they say, where are you from? I just say, you know, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
It's here. Here. Hmm. But you have a good ear. I can hear. I can pronounce it the way they pronounce it.
Yeah, that's pretty
that's
much
the thing.
It.
I'm not like saying, como esta?
No.
Como esta?
Why would you say that? but you you do the dialects, too. I know that you you can actually pick up a dialect.
The dialects, you know, wrong. But there's a certain part of the United States where they talk like this, and not necessarily Texas. It could be Georgia.
It's funny, when you started talking like that, you lost some teeth. that's really nasty. It's just that they have bad dentists, that's
all. My daughter lives in Alabama now, so I'm just hoping she doesn't pick it up. Oh, no.
You know the country of the worst teeth?
Country of the worst teeth?
Yes.
Ooh.
Well, it's, as far as fable goes.
Is it? America?
Oh, no, not America.
Okay, good, because we have dentists.
No. Well, they do in this country, too, but apparently the citizens don't use it.
Is it like South America?
No, no.
Ooh.
No, 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 no.
Wow.
No.
China.
It's England.
Oh.
The British
really?
People, for some reason,
no.
I don't know what the deal is, but the teeth are a brilliant banana yellow.
Yeah.
And they,
little pats of butter.
I don't know what it is there. Thanks. They have dentists. I don't. It's not. Can't be the climate. It's not an excuse. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But they have, and the teeth also go in different directions.
Wow.
So it's like, yeah. Are there dentists up there? I think there are. Although I don't see
like
it.
Like royalty, they're taking all your money to live high on the hog because of their blood. Okay.
And some of the royalty isn't even that tooth straight.
No.
I don't know what it is. It's not a priority for them.
Yeah, to just be admired because of your bloodline. I need a little more.
No, I don't know. I do despise dentists. I mean, not as human beings. I had read somewhere that dentists have one of the highest suicide rates.
Yes, that's true.
And why could that possibly
because everyone, be? Because, you know, they get a complex. Everyone's coming in there afraid of them and not liking them. And
oh, no.
Maybe it wears on some dentists, not all, but maybe some of them start to go,
wow. They really care about that?
I don't know. It's psychological, dude. And if you kill yourself, there's some kind of a mental issue. Most likely, they say not always, but that would just exacerbate it, wouldn't
it? Based on your occupation, I don't know why that would be. I mean, I wouldn't want to put my hands in strangers' people's mouths, but if they were paying me, I'd do it.
There's another occupation I was thinking of the other day is funeral directors.
Oh, I could not do that. But that's,
Yes, but that is usually, isn't it a family business?
Yes.
If you're born, you're a son. Guess what you're going to do when you grow up?
Yeah.
You don't have a lot of options. You're going to take over the business.
Yeah.
How depressing is that?
Might as well start embalming now.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like it. I'm glad my parents chose law because, I mean, I don't want to mess around with embalming.
I can't see you as an embalmer.
I don't want to. No. Can you not make me? Thank you.
No, that's not good.
No.
I would think that would be the highest suicide rate because technically you're in the building already, so
yeah, but I bet you become but I bet you become desensitized to it.
Well,
after a while, you just, it's death. You get, you almost like you can embrace it. You know, it's part of life and you're not afraid.
I guess you see it all the time, but how can you be reminded of that day in and day out?
And then there's children. I mean, I would
people crying and falling apart and devastated.
Be thick skinned, build a wall. I don't know.
Thick skinned or have no emotions. I don't know.
I'm way too emotional.
Oh.
Way too emotional.
And people should be emotional.
I cry at strangers' funerals because I see other people getting upset and I feel for them. I'm like, oh, that's, I know what that feels like. Oh, you poor person.
Are you crashing funerals again? At strangers' funerals?
Well,
excuse me, can I come in and
well, you know
catch
what?
The show?
Someone I've never met, I should say, but I know a relative.
Okay.
And so I go out of, you know,
you're
respect.
Okay.
But I've never met the person and I'm still thinking that, you know, WD-40 dude for your chair over there. We've talked about this over and over.
As I said, I picked up WD-20, didn't do a damn thing.
Ron, you got to do your math. You're not mathing right.
I don't understand why they would name it something like that. Why wouldn't they call it like No Squeak?
Yeah, I that's a great question.
Bad marketing.
You know what? I think it took them 40 times. Like Heinz 57, say it took 57 times to make the ketchup.
Heinz says it was 57 varieties,
although
they can't even name them.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You said that. Yeah, I've heard that.
But
okay.
No, but the WD-40 does sound like a chemical try. And, so why
a compound.
Why do I want to use? Well, maybe it is a compound, but if they tried 40 times, why would I want to use their product?
It's they got it right.
If you got, 41 might even be better. I wouldn't stop at 40.
You know, and why is it taken so many times? What's the matter with you?
I know. It's wasting
11.
A lot of time.
Yeah. WD-11. Yeah. That works for me.
And why don't you just, you're cure cancer or something. Why are you bothering with a squeaky chair?
No, squeaky's worse. It's worse than cancer.
Really?
Please.
Okay.
Because of my nerves. My nerves are very
sensitive. Do you know Formula 409?
Oh, that stuff smells nasty.
It's horrible. It's a cleaner.
Just buy the other stuff.
Yeah. But,
there's all kinds of choices.
Thinking, like, how many tries was that one?
And why is it 409?
409 tries.
Is that what it was? I mean, what does it even mean?
Yeah.
I don't like
it. Well, Formula One sucked. It turned out like mayonnaise.
Formula 5 is like a race car, isn't it?
Yes. Well, they got that right in 5 of
Hello?
Them.
Hello.
This one's
goes
409.
Goes pretty fast. Faster than 409.
Hire some other people,
Yeah. Use spick and span. Stop it right
now. Yeah, spick and span. They got
it
on the first shot.
It says what it is. It's spick and span.
Right. That's why I'm saying squeaky chair.
What's a formula? I don't know. Could be a race car.
I have no idea. What the hell were we talking about previous to that?
Well, you know, let's just change it up again.
All right,
because
fine.
I have important news.
All right.
Guess where I was? Sunday night. I didn't even tell you.
Where?
I was in the hospital.
What?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I know. Because you don't use Fartbook. And I posted about Facebook.
No, I don't. I can't.
So I was in the emergency room.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, they thought it was appendicitis.
You know this is being
Oh, sure.
Broadcast.
That's okay.
Okay.
I mean, because
fine.
It happens to people and you should know.
You.
It's good to tell me.
This call is being recorded.
I don't know where I am half the time. Thank you for training purposes.
Just in case we ever do this for real.
You know, mine are, I'm glad they record it because I think it's going to be a Christmas tape for all the people, the belligerent callers.
That'd be interesting.
That, you know, yelled at everybody in an amusing way.
Save
I'll
your
be
postage,
on there.
Yeah.
I'm always the viral video. Audio.
So what happened there?
They thought it was appendicitis.
Yeah,
I was in extreme pain.
Yeah.
Oh, I could bending over.
Oh,
I couldn't walk.
Oh.
So the doctor checked me out. He said, get her on the morphine quick. Morphine drip. You know, morphine is overrated.
Really?
They gave it to me twice.
Yeah.
It just takes the edge off, makes you feel kind of calm. But the pain, that pain was still there.
Okay.
Especially if I pressed on it.
Heavy pain.
Yeah, don't press on it. They
All
said
right,
then.
I won't.
And they gave me a CAT scan.
Yeah.
Do you know how to spell CAT scan?
I know CAT is not in it.
Right. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
It's CT scan.
Yeah.
They try to troll me with that. But anyway, I had one of those. It's diverticulitis.
Oh.
Which diverticulosis is when your colon is full of these little pockets, these little holes, which I've had for years.
Yes.
But it's dangerous because a little piece of food or seed or something
stuck.
Can get stuck in there and start to infect. And that's what happened.
Oh.
So they give you medicine, which I stopped taking because I don't want it.
All
don't
right.
say, don't tell me. But it made me feel worse.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm going to get better. I'm already back at work. I took the first day off because they said, take the first day off of work. Take a day off of work. I said, okay.
So how did it subside if it wasn't from the medicine?
It will subside on its own anyway. My dad gets it all the time, but he's in pain for a week.
Okay.
I took medicine a couple days.
Yeah.
You know what flagella is?
I know flagellants.
No.
Which probably is also painful.
Yeah, well, yeah. Flagell is like a medicine that they give you for bacterial infections. Uh-huh, uh-huh. And it makes everything taste like loose change.
Oh, that's not good.
It's not good. And then you throw up right away again and again, and you're throwing up the loose change. So that's you taste it again. Okay. I'd get rid of that. I'm not taking that.
Why can't
Stop
they make it.
It
flavorful?
Stop it. I'm not doing
Seriously,
that.
Seriously, loose change.
Look it up. Everything tastes like metal, a metallic taste in your mouth. It's absolutely true, and it's the worst. Okay. The other one was an antibiotic that was way too strong. They gave it to people for anthrax, that it was supposed to anthrax and pneumonia. Listen, dude, I weigh 104 pounds. They're giving me the top dose when they could give me a lower dose. Oh. They're trying to kill me.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, I don't want to put tinfoil hats on, but I think the doctors just do whatever they do for regular people.
Correct.
They don't, you know, specify, tailor it to you and your body weight.
Well, they're supposed to
do it
by body weight. They are supposed to.
They didn't. They're trying to, you know, it's not all good, right. So I stopped. And I'm feeling okay.
Good. And this was over the weekend.
This was over the weekend.
Of last week. So it's been some time now.
Right.
Oh,
it is.
Yeah, it has been. It's almost been a week.
I'm fine.
Good.
I'm good.
I'm right. It's been a little more than the week. It's Monday.
Hey, by the way, that intro sounded a little shorter. Did you tweak it down
a
little?
No, I did not.
Then maybe I need that medicine again. Yes. Everything's flying by like seconds now.
I'm just intrigued by the fact that you thought it tasted like loose change and how you would know that it's not exact change.
It was $1.39. Right. That was it. That's how much I took. You know, they say take every 8 hours. Dude, how could I live throwing up all the time?
You can't. Well,
the benefits
you really
outweigh the risk. The risk is outweighing the benefit this time, my friend.
Wow.
So.
Well, I'm sorry that happened.
Thank you. It'll happen again, though. That's the bad news. I've talked to a lot of people, and at my age, it's only going to happen. Huh. So I'm going to cut out seeds and nuts and berries and everything.
Oh, good for that. You don't need that stuff.
Popcorn. What am I going to? I live on potatoes. I'll eat potatoes.
Popcorn is awful.
Really?
It's very tasty, but it always gets stuck somewhere in your teeth.
Oh, I know.
And it's like takes like weeks for that thing to come out.
No, I use floss. I use floss.
Oh, yeah.
I floss every day.
I can't do
it. I have to.
I do floss, but I don't enjoy it because it feels like the floss is going to get stuck.
Maybe your teeth are too tight. Mine are separating now. Yeah. I'm getting to be like, you know, what's the guy? Tight. Terry, somebody for the English actor, remember?
Yes, Terry Thomas.
Terry Thomas. I feel like Terry Thomas.
Yes, I remember
that. That's okay.
That.
Or Madonna or David Letterman. Oh, that big gap.
Teeth are too tight.
They are. They're spacing because I'm losing them, so they're starting to move. Your teeth will move.
They do.
I do. It's not fun.
My teeth moved to Alaska last
week. Yeah, my some are moving out. I need help. I have to pay someone to get them out
of me. With you in your mouth. I'm out of here.
It's like your toilet yelling at you. I'm sick and tired of your shit.
That's right.
You know.
All right. Well, that's the show.
It is. Well, yeah, I have more. I'm sure you have more.
No, yeah, you know.
What about that? It's Christmas time, holiday time.
It is.
They make a plant. I'm going to ask you what it's called. They make a plant with red leaves. What is that?
A poinsettia.
Aha. Did everyone say it again?
Poinsettia.
Okay. There's two schools of thought on that.
All right.
Poinsettia or poinsettia.
Okay.
Well, you're going to go with poinsettia. I'm going to say poinsettia.
How is it spelled, Tori?
It's spelled poinsettia.
So somebody's right. Somebody's wrong.
Again, tomato, tomato, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Supposedly.
I just want to ask you for your input. Next.
Well, no. It's tomato and tomato are spelled the same. They're just pronounced differently.
Uh-huh.
The spelling of this
right.
Would say poinsettia.
Correct. You have it like you say, like you're a friggin' Mexican. What are you doing over there? Poinsettia. Or Italiano.
Because when you challenge somebody to say something properly, they always go for the dialect.
Yeah, go big or go home.
Yeah.
All right, babe.
It's like those Italian and Mexican chefs, you know, they speak proper English.
Mix, that's but right. You put the bread in the oven, it's very good. It's a mix for a long time.
Well, not only that.
Everything's
afterwards. They talk perfect English. They say, yeah, we're going to take some spaghetti sauce, right. Put it in the pan and make some
pasangia. Lasagna, the mozzarella.
Yeah. It's just when they get the Italian bella. Name, then it gets very sure. fancy. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Buongiorno. Yeah. Ronaldo.
Exactly. But spelled differently, but just the same.
What am I? I'm Torrance.
You are Torrance.
I forgot about those days. How many years we've been calling each other Torrance and Ronaldo.
Right. That's true.
Did you know that MTV is still a thing?
Yeah, it's still on the air.
You knew that?
Sure.
Oh, my God. I just found out like a week ago.
But you don't have TV.
My boyfriend, right? Just got one of them on Black Friday. I told you this. He got a big screen, one of those TVs on Black Friday. I'm sorry. Well, everyone, he upgraded to a Black Friday television. Good. And got it all going, and then
Black Friday television, is that a thing?
Apparently so. Okay. It's the rule. When you Black Friday, you must go buy a new television.
So he had a small one.
He had a Leichmere from 1992 or something.
Oh my God.
The box guide. You couldn't even see it. I'm like putting on glasses to watch it. You couldn't read the writing. If there was text on there, forget about it.
1992.
96, maybe. 90s.
That's a different century.
Well, I know. So it was time. He met me, and I'm thinking, hello, boyfriend. Right. We need to watch the television. Well, to movies. We watch movies.
Sure.
But it's so clear now. It's
of
HD.
Course, yes.
It's like I'm there.
Yeah.
So it's what a difference.
Yes, of course.
So I guess someone in the house put on MTV, and he didn't know, and I didn't know. And he goes, I went to turn on my TV, and MTV was on.
Wow.
And I said, that's a thing still? And he said, I guess so.
Really out
but
of touch.
You knew. I didn't know. I thought MTV was long gone.
Oh, God, no. Well, it's not all music videos anymore.
Okay.
It's shows. It's actual shows.
Okay.
Usually stupid ones, but it's all, the
who
show.
Who would bother?
I watch it sometimes.
For the music, right?
No.
What?
It doesn't have music anymore, really.
We saw a Shawn Mendes concert that was on it. So it was music.
Oh, you saw the MTV music channel.
There's different ones?
Yes, there's MTV, which is just regular TV shows now.
Oh.
And then there's MTV Music.
Okay.
And that is
all
concerts.
Or MTV 2, whatever it was. I don't know.
That's concerts. That's
okay.
Pretty good.
Oh.
That's actually
all right.
Pretty good.
Okay, that's the channel that was left on.
Did you ever hear of a show called Catfish?
Yes.
That's on MTV. That's an MTV show.
Okay.
That's originally on that and still on that.
That's silly, because it's music television. That has nothing to do with music. They're really branching out in the wrong areas. They should make a new channel called something else.
Well, they did make a new channel. It was the MTV music channel.
Yeah, it still has MTV in it. That's music.
Yeah, it's MTV 2.
Catfish.
Yeah, one went for shows because I guess people get
sick of
music.
Call themselves Lifetime. You know, be different.
Lifetime says so much. I mean, it's such a broad category for chick movies.
And Hallmark, the Hallmark channel.
Well, I get that.
That's because, for Cards, right?
Yeah, but the Cards are very soppy and, wish you were here, sorry for you, So I get that,
okay.
They're doing Christmas movies like in July, literally. But Lifetime should be more than just chick flicks where nothing happens until the last 5 minutes of the movie.
Right.
They
draw out the stories.
Oh, my God. Do they draw it out?
Ron, it sounds like you're familiar with this.
I am familiar with
it. Oh, no. I know. We've talked about this. Ron has, on occasion, watched Lifetime movies.
I have some of them. I must admit, I seem like a very raw person. But
Ron, you have Lifetime written all over you. Never mind those bad finger shirts you wear. You
like
get a Lifetime shirt.
I like a good cry. I like a good cry.
I do too. I do every day.
Yeah. And
It's familiar.
Yeah. Not that the Lifetime movie makes me cry necessarily.
Oh,
but
yes, it does.
I like it because it resolves, because woman's in peril somehow.
Right.
And then she succeeds at the end, and the bad guy always, or the bad girl.
Yeah, they get their comeuppance.
They get stabbed like within the last, I'd say 35 seconds
there's
of the
stabbings?
Movie.
Ooh, this sounds violent.
Yeah, well, in order to kill the bad person.
Ooh. Can't you just arrest him like Columbo? Befriend them, and then take them away without
the
handcuffs in your car.
The cops are always... No, here's how they all end. 35 seconds to go in the movie. The bad person gets killed by the heroine. Not that she's taking it, but that's what they call her.
Right.
And then the camera pans back very, very slowly, and the cops are coming in like from the right side of the screen in the distance. So, but it's all been wrapped up already.
Okay.
So that's it. That's every single Lifetime movie.
Now, I just brought up Columbo for a second.
Yes.
Did you like Columbo, that show?
Yeah, I just had trouble the close-ups of Columbo. I never really knew who he was looking at.
Oh, very funny, right?
But he was fun. I enjoyed
liked it. My boyfriend doesn't care so much for Columbo.
Oh, it was a good mystery thing.
So, yeah, so I made him watch an episode the other day with Johnny Cash, and he fell asleep. But I kind of fell asleep too. It was late at night. But we were watching the Johnny Cash Columbo. It was on.
Yes,
I know. That was awesome. So I like Columbo.
It was a brilliant idea, by the way. You would know at the very beginning
at
who
the
was
beginning
doing
who
it,
did it, and then he tried. To piece up and put together,
and he'd
say, "Okay," he'd do his hands. Okay, I guess we're finished here. And then he'd start to leave, and he'd say, "Just there's just one more thing." Every time that was his thing.
It was a brilliant concept.
One more thing.
A brilliant concept.
I love it. And then but he'd friend the person. He'd love them. He'd think they were an awesome person, an actress, somebody famous.
You never knew where he was going to go.
Yeah, and then he'd just take them off by the hand, very quietly, take them to jail, but not any kind of.
They never really struggled.
No struggles.
Never struggled.
They all went off like William Shatner. They just all fine. You caught me.
They were
Let's go.
They were so boggled by the whole thing.
They admired each other. There was an admiration thing going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I just thought that was kind of, I like
crazy.
Combo.
Crazy. That was weird.
All right. What else you get there?
Oh,
You get the music?
I got the music.
Okay.
Are you ready to play?
I'm ready to play.
All right, let's everybody. Play. All right. It's time to play our favorite game.
WD-20.
Which is not half as good as WD-40.
Oh, boy.
The question that we have for everybody as I go searching for this is, would you...
Ron, we're going to have a talk.
I can't see it. There it is.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Would you rather...
I can't see anymore.
Every week, where are we now? Is this the farting effect? Wait, no, that's
not
it.
And it's alphabetically listed, too.
Oh, no.
Bad. Would you rather? We're playing Would You Rather. This is a game. This is a thing. This is a thing that's been around for not a long time, actually.
I don't know, really.
Yeah.
I like Cards Against Humanity is my favorite, so...
Yeah, you've explained it to me, but I totally forgot what it was, and it's not right. important. It's not important, really, because we're not playing
it's
that.
It's bad. It's politically incorrect. Yeah.
Now, playing along at home, these are questions that you would challenge someone to answer, and you got to think a little bit, and it says something about you, yes, maybe not.
Yeah.
So play along at home for valuable cash and prizes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, I'll go first
go
if
ahead.
You don't mind.
Please go first.
All right, here's the question to you and to our listening audience.
I'm so excited.
Okay.
I'm nervous.
Would you rather date someone who loved you, but you didn't love them as much, or would you rather date someone who you loved, but they didn't love you as much?
I saw this on the internet, and I neglected to pick this one to ask.
I'll repeat it. Would you, you neglected because you couldn't answer it.
Maybe, because I'm still thinking.
Yeah.
It's tricky.
Yeah. I mean, would you rather date someone that just adored you and loved you, but you didn't feel the same way about them? Or that
happens all the time.
Well, you adore and love them, but they don't feel the same way about you. In other words, would you rather give the feeling of love or receive the feeling of love?
That's a good way to bottom line it.
Yeah. And I know it's quite obvious to me.
Ooh, I'm just going to be a hermit if those are my choices.
Yeah, it's not easy.
It isn't easy. I guess receive love.
Yeah,
someone that loves me.
Yeah, I'm going that direction too. Unless
if I love them and they don't really love me, what am I doing? It's just going to hurt a lot.
Correct.
But then
get you anywhere.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Okay.
I agree with you. None of those relationships are going to last. But I guess it's
always good to be equal
in the moment thing.
Yeah. Yeah,
of course, it's great to be equal. How often
and it's
does
not
that
you,
really
it's
happen?
Not that each person gives 50%. Mm-hmm. It's each person gives 100%.
You are Dr. Phil, aren't you?
Yeah, Dr. Victoria.
That's what Dr. Phil says all the time.
Oh, does he? I don't even watch him.
Yeah,
his voice is a little grating.
He's turned into a media whore.
Right.
His wife started a
left him.
No. started a skin cosmetic company.
Oh, don't they all?
So he hawks her stuff at the end of every show.
No.
Now he's like involved in other TV shows and he hawks them.
Great.
So his show has just turned out to be a mess.
I don't care for him.
And it's a little. It's like just a tick like higher than Jerry Springer's show.
Right.
Anyway. Dr. Phil always says, it's not 50-50.
It's 100-100. It really is. That's easy math anyway.
Yeah. Well, it's not easy math because that's 200, but fine.
All right, here's one for you. Now, I decided to make up all my questions and not look them up.
Interesting,
because
Tori.
I had time on my hands being in bed, not feeling good.
That's true.
So I thought, let me just think of some up. So how about this one? And they're not that great maybe, but you know, what am I? Look what I'm working with.
Yeah.
Would you rather, this is, I don't know, would you rather give up sex? Or eat only once a day. So you can have all the sex you want, but only can eat once a day. Or you can eat whenever you want, but no sex. Really, Ron's really thinking about that. Wow.
I love food.
It was kind of easy for me, but.
I love food. I love beer. I do the sex, but eat once a day. But man, would that be a feast.
No, really? I had you all pegged wrong for that. Okay. I'm going to. Everyone I asked in my family, including myself, would pick we're just going to eat whenever we want and give up sex. So I don't know if that's telling, but.
Well, no, food can be orgasmic.
I think my boyfriend would say the exact same thing and eat whenever you want.
Be eaten whenever you want?
Eat.
Oh.
eat whenever you want.
I might have misunderstood the question there. Okay.
I know. When you get to our age, it's like, you know, food's good. And I'm little, but you know what? I don't want to eat once a day because there's consequences for that when I don't eat.
Now, see, it also depends on who your partner is. I mean, if your partner is just every time you have sex, it's like you've gone to heaven.
Oh.
But that doesn't happen a lot in life. But if you do have that, that's going to be...
Okay.
But if it's just okay, and yet there's like a really good-looking meal there, well, of course.
you're really thinking this one. You've dissecting it.
You've got to judge the food and the sex to be satisfying in their own manner. So,
all right, the best sex ever, the best food ever.
Best sex ever.
Wow. I still got to go with food.
Yeah, see
that. You know what? You're just sustaining your life. Yeah. Plus, you know what? Sex... Been there, done that, right?
Everybody's been there, done that. You can eat once a day, though.
I know. I asked my daughter. She said, "Do smoothies count? That's liquid. You could be drinking."
What are you doing asking your daughter about would you rather have sex than eat?
Three children.
You don't have to talk about that in front of them.
No, I just was telling her my question. I said, "I have some questions. This is, what do you think of this question?"
I never walked in on my parents having sex before. I never did that.
I never did either. Thank goodness.
I know.
Why would I be walking in anywhere? I keep to myself.
Well, when you're young, you don't knock on the door. You just come in.
We were outside the door. My brother and I, one time.
That's what I'm saying.
And we were trying to get my mother's attention, and she's like, "I'll be right there." And we didn't know. Oh, you should think back on it.
Yeah, now
at the time,
you know. Now you know.
It meant nothing. Now I know exactly what was happening.
But to me, disturbing. I mean, but that's the same kind of thing. If you start talking sex with your kids.
That was just one question. My daughter, my kids and I have very open relationships like that. It's, you know, it's not taboos and it's not over the top either, but I mean, a casual question like that shouldn't make people uptight.
I suppose.
And I liked how she said, "Well, do smoothies count?" I'm like, when you get to be my age, you're going to pick the food. Trust me. It's just going to be food.
She said that because she was embarrassed. all right, here's your question.
And I
see, this is going to be real tough for you.
Oh, I hate when you ask me tough ones.
This
They're all tough to
almost
me.
Almost tailored for you.
I don't like these questions.
Would you rather be able to speak all languages,
mm-hmm.
which I know you'd love to do,
mm-hmm.
or would you rather be able to speak to all animals?
Oh, I saw this question too, and I dismissed
mm-hmm,
it.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad I'm original.
I'll speak all languages. I don't. You know what? Animals, really?
Yeah.
I see a squirrel once a day or something. I don't see a lot of animals. Where am I going? Am I living in Kenya?
I don't know.
You know, I'm going to go with, I want to speak all languages. Okay. I'm getting there to learn pleasantries, as I told you, but...
I would rather speak to all animals.
Oh, that's what my boyfriend would probably say, too.
Yeah. Not that I would have any type of great conversation, but if I could understand them, they could understand me, I thought
you could be the most successful vet ever.
They
know you could tell what's wrong.
It would just be a life experience of ultimate.
Dr. Doodle.
I'd rather speak to animals than I would to people. I think that's my bottom line.
That is right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, où est la bibliothèque, or how do you actually survive in the woods? To me, the woods question.
Oh yeah. Well, speaking of survival, then.
Yes, you did to speak of it.
Would you rather? How did I think of this? Would you rather die in the apocalypse or be the only living person left in the world after the apocalypse?
That's an impossible question to answer.
How are any of these not?
Alex.
It's the name of the game, my friend. What are you thinking? See, now I asked my daughter and she said this was an easy one.
Well, I mean, the obvious answer is to die in the apocalypse, obviously.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it should be.
No, mine's to live. Mine's live alone. I'm Will Smith, dude, fighting these zombies.
Nobody loves to live alone more than I do.
That's why I wonder. I thought it would be easy for you.
However, without my creature comforts,
you could take your creature comforts anywhere you want, though.
What? No sex, no food.
This food, dude.
Where's their food, dude? You're the only one left, and everything has been wiped out.
In supermarkets. Go into the open up the canned
food.
Wouldn't
it be funny if there was an apocalypse and there was a lot of canned food left,
right?
But no can openers.
Oh no, you're like that's like the Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
What's his name? Burgess
that
Meredith.
Would be a good one.
His glasses broke.
Yes.
All they wanted to do was read, dude.
Yes.
I can't stop saying, dude. I feel like I'm on pot
or
something.
Dude, I never wanted to read that much. So
I didn't either.
So you know,
there'd be no internet though. So that's kind of a bummer.
Yeah,
but you know,
the TV. Signal was down.
What signal? I just watched another apocalyptic movie I read about called The Quiet Earth, which was done in New Zealand in 1985.
Yeah.
And I stuck through it to watch it. It was really slow, but you know, the end was like, wow, okay, so that's what happened.
Well, it's a movie.
It is. I got to see all the apocalyptic movies, though.
I don't think they really, I don't know. Would you rather have no taste buds or be colorblind?
Oof. Colorblind. Totally colorblind.
I agree with you.
Yeah. I want to, you know, loose change. I puked it. I ate it. It's awful. I need to taste things.
Yeah. Had you not gone through the loose change episode?
I'd say the same thing.
Okay.
The loose change episode, as it shall now be dubbed for a hair ever.
And now, the loose change episode.
It's called flagyl. F-L-A-G-Y-L. Do not take it. You'll be sorry. Find something else. I'm warning you. You've been warned.
I'm surprised the morphine, you weren't liking that.
Well, you know, my boyfriend said, he said, you should be on morphine all the time. I was so, yay, everything's wonderful. I said, I am not high. He said, dude, you're totally high. I said, I'm not. Yeah. They gave me the smallest dose for like pediatric dose. And I was still like, can I have some more of that? The doctor said, yes, you may.
Oh.
And they gave me more.
Did you do a takeout bag?
They don't. Well, you know what's funny? I never knew this until one of the nurses told me this interesting fact about hospitals. They can give you more pain pills, you know, the opioids and whatnot, in the emergency room than they can once you're admitted upstairs. Because down in the emergency room, they're trying to manage your pain.
Right.
Upstairs, you're on a strict thing about your charts. You can't have more than
I know. That sucks.
I didn't know that.
That's so awful.
So try to stay in the emergency room if you like your opioids, apparently.
Apparently.
I don't know.
The opioids are the things that are horrible that you get hooked on. Morphine, I don't know.
It's still an opioid. I didn't poop for 5 days.
Well, yeah, but...
Can I say that on the air?
No.
Okay, but you know, you're going to need a laxative once you get on that stuff. Because I was like, wow, am I going to... All this food's going somewhere, and it's not coming out.
The other thing it makes you do is it makes your body itch.
Oh,
did you get that? Did you get that?
Let me just say, my nose. I kept trying to talk to my boyfriend, and my nose, he goes, look at you. You're like an addict over there with your nose, itching your nose.
Yeah, it does. It causes your body.
I don't care. That's fine.
I'll take it anyway. It takes away the pain, but it turns you into a monster.
No more pain. I'll be itchy. You know what? There's a would you rather. I'll scratch my nose rather than have pain. I'll be like,
well, I guess everybody would scratch their nose, but you don't want to scratch your nose the rest of your life.
It was a lot, though. I was.
Well, you have no nose left eventually. That's the problem. And that's
the parable. Oh, is it a problem again?
That's a comparison.
I just, you know, date blind people if I have no nose. What am I going to do?
Colorblind people.
No taste buds. Puking change. All right, here's my last question.
Sure.
I made it up. Okay. I had help with my daughter. My daughter actually made this up. All right, Jacqueline, this is your question. She doesn't listen, but whatever. Would you rather listen to country music the rest of your life or gospel music the rest of your life?
Oh, my God.
I know. Thanks, Jacqueline.
Wow, Sophie's choice.
Oh, no. Oh, man. Yeah.
I guess I'm going to go with country.
Me too.
Yeah.
Because otherwise Jesus is going to hook me right back in. And I've been there, done that. Mm. Oh, I went to church. I was a born-again Christian for 9 years, Van Dam. So I know all the
problem.
Stuff.
The problem. Oh, this is because now we're talking religion.
That's all right. But a little
bit. The problem with gospel music is that it at a point I feel like I'm being manipulated into thinking a certain way.
You are.
Well, then I guess I was.
Yeah,
right.
I feel like I am. Yeah. You are.
With country music, I'm just hearing stories about people that have lost it all, including their dog, their camper, their guitar.
Have you heard country music?
Yes,
it's not
I
all
have.
That. That's older stuff.
Well, that's true.
Now it's got a beat to it. Some of it's like, I love Keith Urban.
Keith
Urban is the best.
That's crossover.
He plays all kinds of stringed instruments, mandolins, M.O.
That's not country anymore.
Well, it's still
real country involves the loss of a dog.
And your wife left you in a pickup truck, right?
Exactly.
So,
and somehow
Johnny Cash is great.
Your guitar.
Ring of Fire. Dude, Ring I'm happy fire. With it. Right, let's call this the Dude Show.
All right. Well, it's going to have to be.
Because the dude abides. Do you know what that means?
No, I do not.
No.
Well, just say it again.
Oh,
say it again.
No.
Maybe I just lost
edit this part right out. The dude abides.
No, I do not know
That's
what that is.
That's the Big Lebowski. That's, what's his name? Jeff Bridges.
Okay.
That movie.
I know.
The Jesus. The bowling.
Yeah. Bowling for Columbine?
Shut the F up, Donnie.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah. Oh.
Are you speaking English right now?
Possibly.
I don't know what
you're
talking
about. The rug
really
tied the room together. I effing hate the Eagles. Oh, it's all
these
lines. I can't.
In some kind of movie,
yeah.
But you don't know the
John
name
Goodman.
Of the movie.
I just told you.
What is it?
The Big Lebowski.
Oh, that. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Isn't that about a guy that goes bowling?
There's a bowling? Yeah. There's
I'm
a bowling thing.
I'm not into bowling.
But it's more than that.
I don't care. Okay. If you're going to put
Steve Buscemi?
Yeah, well, he's very talented.
Yeah, if I'm saying it right, Buscemi, whatever. Tomato, tomato.
I know who you're talking about. He's not Poinsettia, real pretty. He's not real pretty. He's a character actor with character face.
Fargo, man. Yeah, just can't beat it.
I get that, Tori.
The Coen brothers are awesome anyway. They just have a new movie out on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Netflix is the new thing now. Mm. You know what? I tried to sell my DVDs online. Mm. You can't give them away. Nobody wants DVDs anymore. For a dollar, even.
Mm.
Everything's streaming. Everything's Hulu, Amazon, Netflix.
We're moving on.
Or Blu-ray.
I know.
Forget it. People trying to sell VHS tapes online?
No.
Go home.
But people are also selling phonograph records and phonographs.
Well, they're trying to make a comeback. Vinyl.
Yeah, and that'll happen with VHS tapes as well.
As a matter of fact,
I'm kind of surprised that it hasn't already, because most people, more than half of America, has VHS tapes still in their basements, if they have basements.
Yeah.
And they have nothing to play them on. And don't even think of it. Someone should invent a higher grade technological thing that just plays VHS.
You think it'll come back around? They'll be
it's
working on this technology?
Because people have the need, but nobody is like going back to
making them. You should turn
them
into discs. Weren't you supposed to turn them into DVDs, though?
You were supposed to. You have to pay for that. Not everybody did that.
Okay. There's machines that do it, but they're expensive. You can buy your own and do it. But I had a friend that did that.
Why do it if you don't have to? I mean, if you just
because
want to sit down
the tape will deteriorate.
It will?
The tape, the video tape will
deteriorate eventually.
The quality
eventually,
starts to go. Eventually. I watched them. They start to get grainy and staticky.
They were always grainy and staticky.
It gets worse.
No, it's at the play. Yes, I agree with you. They're only made of a material. It doesn't last forever.
Correct.
But at the same time, it was the machines that were starting to degrade.
So just upgrade the machines.
Yes.
Okay. So, Ron, why don't you work on that?
In other words, it's tape, but it can be scanned by something other than.
And Ron would know, because that's one of your areas of expertise.
Yes, and now I hate it. Okay. I actually hate it. It's funny that I did something for most of my life, and now at this juncture in my life, I don't even want to hear the word.
Yeah.
It's like a gynecologist. It's like, oh, put that thing away.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Letting the audience finish laughing.
We'll finish laughing. Calm down.
I got one more for you.
Okay.
And then we'll cap this thing up.
Alrighty. All right. Sounds great.
Here we go. I'm trying to find a good one. Would you rather not brush your teeth for 10 days or not shower for 10 days?
Not shower for 10 days.
I think I'm going to go with the brushing teeth.
God.
And I'll tell you why.
My teeth are important. What's left of them?
Well, teeth actually are representative of your entire body health. If your teeth...
I can't feel plaque. You're right. They do. It will affect your body. The plaque feeling in my mouth, I can't stand it.
And we're talking about 10 days now. If you're in the shower for 10 days, you're going to stink a little bit. But at the same time, we have a lot of things that mask that.
Well, I could mask it, too.
Since you did. I'm just saying you'd still be somewhat healthy.
Here?
You'd still be somewhat healthy if you didn't shower for 10
days.
Yes. But if you didn't brush for 10 days, I guarantee you'd be like
I couldn't
physically
do it.
Have
it would make me ill. Just the question's making me a little nauseous.
Yeah. And loose change.
Ooh.
Both of them. Oh, God.
Oh,
just
no.
Freaked her out.
Yeah.
Well, that's Would You Rather.
Would you rather...
Jets. Thank you,
Joe Jets. They are fantastic. No one knew who they were until we started playing this, but
That's right. Me neither.
Yeah.
Love them.
No one knew.
Now we're bringing them back.
We're bringing them back.
Someone had to.
The Joe Jets.
Only a matter of time.
Right.
You're welcome.
It's kind of interesting. Back in those days, they just took a name and they put Etz at the end of it, and they did it with the Ron Etz.
Oh, that's right. Your group.
Yeah. I did have a group. I decided to put some ladies together and named them after me and just put Etz. So there's Ron Etz, George Etz. Are there other Etz?
Yes. I don't know. I would have to Google it, and you know how we don't Google usually.
But there probably are is the bottom
line.
Yeah.
The major Etz.
We had some in our school. We did.
Major Nelson's, Major Etz.
Things have changed so much. Sometimes I sit back as I sit here in the year 2000, whatever this is.
2018, the last year of the Earth.
The last year
waiting
of
for
Earth.
The apocalypse. Yeah. I'll be the last person.
Well,
thank you.
I'm going to get a can opener.
Yeah, and my glasses won't break.
For Christmas, I'm going to get a can opener.
Yeah.
Hey, how about that Hanukkah thing?
Hanukkah?
Yeah, it's like it's eight days long.
Did it start yet?
Yes.
Oh. Well, the Advent
too. It's come to its end at this point.
Okay, Advent happened too.
That's what I mean.
It's the second, first day of Advent was December 2nd.
I thought that was just a calendar with chocolates in it.
Probably. Okay. Have you ever seen Bad Santa with Billy Bob Thornton? Oh my gosh! And that little calendar when he ate all the candies.
In that too?
No.
Okay.
But that was hilarious. Ritter, I think it was his last movie. Yeah. Oh, it was.
He was a great.
Hilarious.
I missed that guy.
Bad Santa is the best Santa.
But kind of, you would figure that. Well, what a wonderful holiday! Eight days of presents. But then you realize that the presents that you get are not real great.
I heard that. I'm not Jewish, so I don't know. Yeah. But you have a dreidel. Isn't that kind of cool? It spins. And there's a song, little dreidel, dreidel, something, something.
It's occupying if you're three.
I've seen them for sale. They have little wooden ones in the stores right now with all this, with the writing on it, which I can't read.
Yeah. No, I'm not sitting here halfway through my life spinning a top and going, yay.
Well, isn't Christmas for children anyway? Come on.
No.
That's what bugs me is Christmas should just be for children. I have to buy for adults.
It should be.
Okay.
I agree with you totally, Tori. Totally, Tori. Ooh, nice thing for a book or something. Something should come of that.
I know, it will.
I think adults should be limited to one or two gifts per, I think one gift per adult.
Well, they have Yankee swaps.
Yeah. But children, yeah, you can load them up because they'll play with pots and pans and a spoon. So they're not hard to fit, or a dreidel.
Right, right.
But this thing about adults for Christmas presents.
Yeah, the party's Yankee swap. You got to bring a $10 gift and then you swap it out.
I like that.
You like that? I did that once and it was a little, I felt uncomfortable.
Well, that's
what do you buy? What do you get? You get something
I'm talking about on Christmas. You get a loved one something.
Oh, right,
they
right,
get
right,
you
right.
something.
Yeah.
And then you call it a day and you have some food.
Okay.
You know?
It's like Thanksgiving with presents. Same thing.
With a present.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you should be getting something for people all year round. It shouldn't just be,
give them
the holiday.
Your time. Time is important.
Show up with some flowers if the person is into flowers. Or just come home out of the blue someday, like on April 2nd.
Right.
And bring a gift home with you. And I go, what is this?
My dad does that. He brings my mom, gives my mom flowers
that
every week.
So wonderful.
Because he acts like a jerk
God
a lot
bless
of the time.
Him.
So he has to make up for it.
All right. You didn't have to throw that part in.
Well,
it
I mean.
It sounded great before you did that.
Didn't it? Yes. Well, maybe that's not why he's doing it. But it sure helps.
Yeah, well, I get that part. I think
you know what he says?
Did.
He says, love of my life to my mom every single day. He said, I love you, love of my life. That should be like on his,
God,
in his.
This is wonderful. I see, this is like
eulogy.
A lifetime movie for me.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. It
says it every day. My poor daddy's getting up there.
Yeah, well, you know, we all get up
his
there.
His car is almost out of gas. I'm going to go put some gas in it. I felt nice. Sad for him because I can't That's picture nice. My dad at his age out there pumping gas. He will. I mean, he'll do it. But I'm thinking I'm going to get my dad some gas. Poor guy.
There's nothing wrong with pumping your own gas.
No, I mean, it's cold out and my heart started to get sad. I'm going to give my dad some gas. That's all the good nice. Things he does nice. For everybody. You
That's
know
the way it should
he can
be.
Use some gas.
See, that's Christmas year round.
It is.
That's
you're right. I see what you mean.
Year round. To me, it's so... I won't use the word phony because that's the way you're supposed to be, but it's so expected to give things,
yep,
and it puts
right.
people in awkward positions, whereas if it were just like an off day, the other person would say, my God, you're incredible. This is that would be so much more important than giving somebody the same thing on Christmas.
You're right, and everyone does say that, but do they mean it? What do you think about these decorations? Is they over the top? Is they tasteful? What do you think about these houses with all these lights or whatnot?
Over the top.
The blow-up things, the mangers, the Santas.
When you put lights all over your house, the only thing you're doing is impressing the neighbors. I can't see the
Aren't
purpose
they getting
of
into
it,
the spirit, though?
Then put a tree in your house. What?
They do that, too.
But what's the spirit of it outside where you don't live? You're displaying.
Where you don't live.
You're displaying it to other. You must be saying things to people that pass by your house. That's the only purpose for putting something outside.
And I would actually not want to draw attention to my house. Like, look, there's a house.
Well,
look at that house.
Well, that's besides.
Let's go rob it. No, to me, I don't want attention. I'm trying to be down. You know, demure about my house.
No, if you're into the holiday spirit, then the inside of the house should. That's where you can see it all the time. To do it on the outside, you're doing it for other people. I don't think there's any way around that explanation. I really don't.
Okay.
Or
same with Halloween, then.
Yeah. You're saying to other
Those
people...
Those are the only two holidays you really decorate outside, isn't it? That I can think of.
Different. Halloween, the kids are going to be coming by for candy.
Oh, okay.
On Christmas, the kids ain't coming
Santa.
By for anything.
Santa's coming. You should see Ron's face right now. He's looking at me with
say.
Such disdain.
I don't even know what to say.
Wow.
I don't even know
he
what
didn't,
to say.
No, he just was a look of like, if looks could kill, Tori, What did you just say?
Well, this can be our last subject, and we bring this up every year, I believe.
Oh, yes.
But that is lying to your kids.
I know.
About Santa Claus. Right, right. It's a lovely, charming tradition. That children love. It's everything to them. I mean, Santa's bigger than Jesus, let's face it.
It's a secular world we live in, and they had to get rid of Jesus with the Easter Bunny, too. It's all these holidays that were started out as religious were taken over by marketing.
Okay.
Hello.
That's fine. But when parents look at their children and say, Santa's going to come tonight, you are lying to your child.
But in a good way.
I don't think any child would turn around when they're 20 and say, you lied to me for
No, because it's a what's the word I'm thinking of? I don't know, but it's a happy thing you're doing.
It's a happy lie.
It's a
happy lie.
Yeah, it's harmless. It's for their better. It's for their good. It's for their betterment, right? To make them think that someone comes and cares about them. That cares about all the children in the world.
That's like saying your aunt is buried under the basement. I buried her there because I didn't want to tell you that she passed away 10 years ago.
That's like your dog went to the dog farm.
Yes, exactly.
Dog farms are out there.
Same thing.
It's you know, why hurt children?
You're
right, but I don't understand the fairy tale behind why make a Santa. Why not just say, here, these are for you, my love, from your mom and dad?
That's what bothered me, and I'm not a selfish man, really, but when I was going to the stores trying to find the perfect gift.
Like a Nintendo system.
Yes.
It costs $200. $200. This is from Santa.
I had to order it. I had to wait here online. I had to fight a lady.
And you don't even get credit. You don't even get credit.
Yeah.
Santa does.
Santa did. So, you little piece of, you know.
I
want credit for
that. I know
that.
You do. Because that's your ego. That's your ego talking.
I thought of this, that you would love this.
Yeah. But you have to be bigger than your ego, Ron, and go along with the fairy tale. Sorry.
I guess you have to say Santa called me and asked me what you would want, and I gave Santa some bucks.
Listen, you know why it's done? I'll tell you right now. I'm going to settle this for once and for all, okay? This is why it's done. Because of one reason. Kids go to school. You put a kid in school and you tell him the truth, he's going to tell everybody. You got to go along with the fairy tale so they all are in the same boat.
That's the explanation.
What did Santa get you? Oh, what did he get you? You can't be the one kid that said, you know what? There's no Santa. So you have to, for the sake of the community, for the world, for everything, you have to say, yep, here, this is from Santa, so that your child goes to school with all the other kids and says, yep, that's what I got from Santa. Okay? It's just because of that. You're welcome, America.
The funniest thing.
Homeschool, you don't got to worry about it. Who does that?
Funniest thing to me is that part of all of the fables is that Santa comes down the chimney.
Yeah.
Not every house
has a chimney.
Especially
they've covered that. He comes in through, we'll leave the door unlocked.
Well, then why is he coming down chimneys in other places?
Folklore.
Yeah.
We'll
leave the door unlocked.
Out in Amsterdam. Does that.
If you don't have a chimney or an apartment building in New York City, you ain't leaving a door unlocked.
And what about England? Well, they got these little tiny chimneys. You know, how's he going to come down in a puff of smoke? Whatever.
Well, that's a movie.
That's a chimney sweep. You got to get Dick Van Dyke involved.
That's right.
You have to.
What a icon he is.
He didn't have a very good English accent, though, did he?
No, Dick Van Dyke is in his 90s, I believe.
He didn't die?
No. Sorry.
Oh. What?
Are you upset?
No. Dick Van Dyke's still kicking?
He's still with
good for him.
And here's a guy who battled alcoholism for decades.
Oh, Wicked.
In
I
his
remember
life.
Reading about that.
Yeah.
Wicked, wicked.
And yet his body just kept on. It gives us hope.
Yeah, I didn't even know that, you know.
I know.
Like, news alert, Dick Van Dyke's been alive for the last 20 years. When he dies, I'll say, wow, okay.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Doris Day's alive.
She is too.
Yeah, she's living all her money to animals or something, probably.
The problem is that you probably wouldn't want to see her right now.
Well, that's why. You know, if you're famous and you're a movie actress in the 50s
it's
and
difficult.
60s and then you age, you got to go into hiding.
You don't want to be remembered you want to be remembered for what you did look like in your
heyday. Of course. That's why I'm glad I'm not famous.
Because
what if I age and then I'm like, you don't look anything like that.
That's
true. You were so beautiful.
Yeah.
You'd have to hear that your whole life. Oh, you were just stunning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, I guess.
Yeah, you were. Yeah, I know. Well, this has been enlightening.
Yes.
I'm serious.
It's a good show. We always have good shows. If you don't like it, don't listen. How many times does that need to be said?
Well, I think people should listen even if they don't like it.
we're forcing you. tied to a chair.
Yeah, I think it's like eating loose change.
Have
yourself a wonderful whatever.
December.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy we'll be back. We'll be back next week. Right.
Yeah.
Of course.